This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, after working from home, what has been your most productive time of day? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a whole bunch of messages on Instagram, but let's take a look at our poll first.
Right. So at 59.3%, it is morning. Second is night at 18.1%, followed by afternoon at 12.1% and evening at 10.4%. So the morning seems to be taking the lead.
Right. And by the looks of the messages on Instagram, there are a lot of morning people on IG, or at least our responses on IG. So, but, you know, we spoke about this earlier, about how our research has shown that for everyone, our productivity levels actually peak just before lunchtime, like early afternoon. Right. So, you know, now that you know the results of that research, get in touch with us and tell us, you know, if you've noticed a bit of a peak in productivity levels for yourself during that
Since
time.
Since you're on that point, I just want to, you know, comment from Ramli. How could you, Ramli Sirafi? He says, in one fell swoop, Frida has disproven the research that we're most productive at noon by not being able to switch on her mic. How can Ramli?
In all fairness, it was not where, I mean, you've got to have a look at how our studio looks, and then you can
visible
understand.
Visible to the naked eye, okay?
Yes, yes. But we fixed it, you know? So it just shows that, you know, we're still quite alert. We're on our toes. But, okay, let's move on to a story about drones.
Right, of course. You know, we've covered drone stories. And, of course, another one is just join the bandwagon. But I guess they're not really new to it. This Walmart, right? They started their pilot run of drone delivery in North Carolina and focuses on delivering select grocery and household essential items from Walmart stores. They've tied up with this company called Flytrex, an end-to-end drone delivery company, and the Walmart uses their automated drones to control over the cloud using a smart and easy control dashboard. So this initiative explores how drones can deliver items the way that's convenient, safe, and fast. We know that. What they can do is Flytrex delivery drones are fastened so the packages are delivered just the way it was packed. They're gently lowered from 80 feet to ensure a quiet and secure delivery, and the drones cruises at 51 kilometers per hour without traffic or other impediments, making the delivery very fast. So Senior VP Tom Ward of Customer Product Walmart stated that this pilot run will help the company to gain insight into the customer and associate experience from picking and packing to takeoff and delivery. So he says, we know there will still be some time before we see millions of packages delivered via drone. That still feels like a bit of science fiction, but we're at a point where we're learning more and more about technology that's available and how we can use it to make our customers' lives easier. And I just want to think about it, right? Because we're still sparse, right? If it becomes mainstream, there's a lot of control. You know, you don't see accident of the drones,
Yeah, traffic. Right? I'm just trying to figure out, like, will they have like different frequencies or different levels that they'll have fly? And how do you then, you know, just regulate like different companies and different services?
I guess it's the same with airplanes, right? We figured it out. But there probably will be more drones than planes in the sky, you know? So that's going to be interesting. But also what's happened in Ireland is... they're delivering medication, right? And this is Irish drone delivery startup called Mana was set to make its mark in a big way by delivering Ben and Jerry's ice cream to students in Dublin. Of course, this changed as the reality of the pandemic started singing. Bob Healy decided to change tack, and they felt that Mana's drones could be put to a more civic use, delivering prescription medication and groceries.
Nice.
I guess it's more effective than, you know, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, although that's also lovely. So they quickly restructured to start making essential deliveries of prescription medication and food to isolated residents in the village of Moneygall in Ireland. I think that's brilliant, right? That's what we really need it for. So it's been running for 6 weeks. This was done in June. So this article came out in June, so I'm sure it has gone on already. With just the one, their drones making between 20 and 50 deliveries a day, maximum carry weight of 2 to 4 kilograms. And once it's going, they broaden deliveries beyond essentials like medication, bread and butter. Didn't say ice cream. So their ambition is not to break into big cities with dense populations like London, where limited amounts of outdoor garden space make drone deliveries difficult. He thinks serving more spread out rural communities means evading competition from food delivery giants like Uber Eats and Deliveroo, which is out in Ireland. So, you know, we've of course have spoken to some companies here as well. Aerodyne, the folks at Aerodyne, you know, they're doing it more for B2B.
Yes.
Not so much B2C. I think we attempted to speak to folks at Average Drone
as well.
That was planning to do nasi lemak delivery.
In Putrajaya, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. That didn't work out.
We've not actually heard any updates from that, right? We just heard that there were plans and they were going to kick off the delivery, but we never heard after. We'll need to do a check on that. Yeah.
And, you know, just in case you don't know the benefits of drone delivery, well, I think it's great. Well, it could be the new normal spirit with physical distancing, right? Time management takes less time to deliver since it cuts traffic. With drone delivery, you can set the time delivery when you're at home, you know, so better for the environment because they use a safe source of energy. And by ordering via drone delivery, you're actually contributing to saving atmosphere from greenhouse gases. And, you know, ultimately, it'll be cheaper. The cost of package delivery is very high because of rising gas prices, cost of cars, and the pay of the delivery personnel, right? So this one really doesn't involve any staff, so to speak. There is, but, you know, controlling things, but there's no human delivery individual, right?
Right. So, but also, the drones will need to park, right? It will need to land and park in order to... Oh, is it just going to hover and you got to reach out and just grab it way?
Yeah, so it doesn't need to park even.
Right. Because I was just thinking, you know, if it lands in the wrong place and then traffic and, you know, that's why I guess it's better suited for, like, if you live in the suburbs, not really in the city, right. But, you know, in the rural areas and all, there's plenty of place to land safely, I guess. I don't know why. I'm just thinking about these drones being run over.
I saw this drone performance, right? And it was all computer control. I think it was clearly, I think about 1,000 drones, right? And this was the beginning of the year with MCMC. And they actually had this performance with the lights on at the right time. And it formed the shape of an eagle and all because it was in Langkawi.
The drones?
Yeah.
So it's obviously all
controlled by the computer, right? So there is a process of doing it. It was beautiful to look at. And, you know, so I'm sure once we iron out those details, this will be the, you know...
The new normal.
The new normal.
All right. Of course, we are asking you today about productivity after working from home. What has been your most productive time of day? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we'll read some of the messages we've received on Instagram. But for now, here's Aretha Franklin and George Michael with I Knew You Were Waiting For Me for that drone delivery. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.